You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping some booze and spitting that news, and we're going to be doing it with arms over here. That's right.
Arms McGee.
Tom's the tank.
Krajewski. Hi, Tom.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Yeah. Can I tell you the thing that
happened? Oh, I know Maud's story.
We'll get to Maud.
I'm just a bit tired.
Oh, are you?
You guys are both a little tired today.
This is a really big work week for me. Yeah. So I was working until 3 a.m. This morning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, I have a call time for 4 a.m.
Oh, that's
so
rude.
So it's a really late night, backed up by a really early morning.
What I'm hearing is you're very busy with work, which means you're making money, which means you're going to buy us drinks.
Well, last night was a charity event. So I actually gave
You don't make money for that.
And you know what? Can I just say, when all the bushfire stuff was going down, I was like, hitting everyone I knew up to try and get involved in any way possible. But I wasn't necessarily doing it in the most public way. I was doing it privately by messaging all my Aussie friends and figuring all that out. While I was at CES, I celebrated an end of a very, very big week by having an entire glass of champagne in 3.5 seconds.
I know, I watched it on your Instagram.
Yes.
And then there's comments being like, oh, you're doing this while your country's on fire?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you just don't know what I'm getting up to behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so it's like, everyone, this is the second charity thing that I have done now. The first one raised over $50,000. This one raised over $75,000.
Wow,
I've donated $800 of my own money and $800 of Geek Bombs Funds money, which is there's not much of that.
Well, this is a perfect segue because we're going to do another charity event
for this.
Great segue. Hey, if you guys remember at Drunksmiths, listener Ryan sent us the giant Apollo Lego.
That's it.
And we will be building it live on caffeine.tv with our old friend Alex Albrecht.
Yay!
On February 22nd. So mark your calendars during the daytime. We haven't actually set the official times yet, but it'll be daytime-ish. Saturday, February 22nd. And we will be auctioning off that Lego. We got Ryan's permission. We're going to auction it off to help the firefighters in Australia.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing a bit of research to find out which state needs the most funding.
Oh. He sent us a bunch of links. I will send them your way, and we will decide exactly where it's going to go.
New South Wales is fine. A comedian set up a Facebook donation group, and I think she hit like 50 million.
Oh, wow.
And that was kind of just for the New South Wales firefighters. Yeah. So let's have a look at like Kangaroo Island and New South Wales. Brisbane's fine. That's where my family is. They're okay.
Good.
But we got flooded like 10 years ago.
So. Right.
Yeah.
You know, my parents just got back from Australia.
How did they like it?
They adored it.
Yeah.
My dad did say, he's like, we didn't get as much time there as I would have hoped. Because they went on this like tour group cruise thing. And they spent a lot of time on New Zealand. And he's like, I thought we were going to get kind of equal time in Australia. And they didn't. And they were bummed by that. But
geographically, Australia is about 58 times the size.
I know. It's like, why?
Maybe more. Maybe 102.
But my mother thankfully WhatsApped me many photos of my dad petting kangaroos. So it was sort of delightful.
Kangaroos are just an evolved jumping dog.
Yeah.
Now, are they naturally kind of like most videos I see that kangaroos is they're always kicking somebody or punching somebody. Are they violent? Are they naturally
That's
good?
That's most videos
like,
you see of kangaroos.
Like when you see like a funny video online,
I know,
they're hitting somebody.
I see that sometimes. I wouldn't say
are
most
they
videos.
Naturally polite.
No, a lot of the kangaroos are a little bit smaller. They do have alphas as well, and they are those really really jacked kangaroos.
Yeah.
And if they're, you know, same situation, if their young are around, they will be very protective of that space. So, like, if dogs kind of wander into their territory, they might boop. And if a person does, they, you know, they use their tail to kind of, like, get a bit of a height and they can spring back back onto it and kick because all their muscles are in their kicks. But they can scratch too. But they are, you know, the reason why they're still around is because evolution says that they can survive.
Yeah.
And that's how they do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Yes. I love them.
And they're better than cane toads.
That's very true. Yeah.
Man,
drink.
Yeah. It's been a hot second since we talked about cane toads. I'll drink my water for that. We're reaching the end of a dry January, you guys.
How do you feel about that? You excited? Because I know you feel good that you haven't been drinking.
I know. I always feel
then,
good.
Like,
so I go to my birthday, which is coming up. So I do a little bit longer than actual January. Because, you know, that's your birthday. It's like you have to have celebratory drinks on your birthday. And then I remember last year I was like, crap, I don't want to like break the streak or whatever, you know, but you did it. And then you go right back to your old habits.
What if you, instead of like a alcoholic drink, you had something that was kind of like it, like, you know, sparkling cider instead of champagne, something to maybe feel
it's not
like
the
it.
Same.
No, I know it's not the same.
It's
just
not
trying
the same.
To give you some options.
I'm actually trying to invoke. I mean, I like drinking, and I have no problems with the drinking. I don't like the effects of a lot of alcohol.
Yes.
Right.
So I think I'm actually going to include like a 2 or 3 drink maximum.
That's good.
So I have that. I feel fine, and then I get to go, and I don't have a 3-day hangover.
Yeah.
Or go, can someone explain to me between the hours of 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. because I'm a little shaky.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like getting drunk at all anymore. I just get a nice buzz and that's it. No. Getting drunk?
Yeah.
Drunk? No.
Man.
Yeah, I think that's my goal. My goal is not to get drunk. My goal is to, like, not even feel good. I don't really want alcohol to feel good. I don't drink by myself.
Yeah. No.
And
really?
I drink-
Yeah, I don't either. I get no enjoyment out of that.
No.
Okay.
I used to do it like Friday night video games. I'd have a glass of wine and I'd yell at 13-year-old little shit stains.
Uh-huh.
but for me, it's like drinking is a social thing. And especially if it's like there's people I don't really know or it's like a group scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of just helps out with that slight.
It helps with social anxiety stuff.
I try not to drink around other people and in groups because I just get...
So you're
tired
the exact
and bored easily.
Opposite of
so
us.
I try to, I try not to drink too much around groups of people. Unless it's like my good friends will go to the bars, but like I like to stay more sober around people, and then I drink at home alone just to like relax and do work.
I like that you're making like party on fingers while you're saying this.
Drink while I work. Rock on!
I believe we have a gift that got sent to us, and my spidey senses is telling me that this might coincide with what we're currently talking about.
It just might.
So
I know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is?
Our podcast showed it to me.
Oh, okay.
So
am I correct?
I know what one of them is.
Oh, what
I
else
don't
is
know,
dungarees?
But I just know what it is.
Okay.
You want me to give it to you? There's this one. Where's it from? It's from...
Is there a note or anything? Is there a note in there?
Why don't you just tell me who sent the package?
Yes.
That is probably my number one Seinfeld quote.
Why don't you read it, Tom? You never read notes. Please read us a note.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
And the half-hour, happy-hour, ladies' night crew. Art again.
Hi, Art.
Yes, he said, wait for it. Hi, Maud. Hi, all the nicknames, Tom. Great Drunksmiths, 2019,
Woo.
Despite one glaringly incorrect statement made in episode 2.
Oh,
yikes.
We weren't even drunk then.
We make a lot of mistakes.
Also, what was wrong? Does he tell us?
To set the record straight, you guys are number one and deserve the best bourbon. I guess maybe we said something.
I remember. Really?
Thanks,
when we're talking about bourbon, wasn't that when Troy Baker came on and he got us the second best bourbon because the first one was, I think that might be that.
Yes.
Although that
would
have been episode 3 of Drunksmiths.
So
you're wrong too,
Art. Is dedicated.
Two was Tiffany.
I trust
Two was
Art.
Tiffany, yeah.
Second guest.
Yes. So he's,
All right. So he says, fortify in exclamation.
Well, we're still drinking water, but yeah.
Yes, Allison, you can go ahead and say it out loud again. Always Art. P.S. Happy birthday, Allison. P.P.S. This is package 1 of 2, so here's the first one.
Here's the first one. This.
Oh, what do we got?
I got it from this one, so.
Yes.
Well,
let's
guess.
What is it?
Is Santa Claus.
Oh, God. Okay.
Everyone,
oh God, everything's in bubble wrap.
My birthday's March 6th. Just let it
okay, wait. This is just empty bubble wrap? Was that just
It's probably filler, so it doesn't. Yeah.
All right, what's happening here?
That's pink bubble wrap, too.
It's very pink.
Your attention to detail is so sweet.
What is this?
Pink bubble wrap.
I have a feeling it's more space stuff.
Is it more space coins?
It looks like it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
It's beautiful
glass?
Packaging. Shut up.
What?
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Sweet.
It's Blanton's bourbon glasses. That's what we were supposed to drink with Troy. Blanton's was the one. So I guess this is two. I see. Because there's one for each of us. There's four glasses.
Is that what I think it might be?
That's going to be the best bourbon.
That's the Blanton's. This is what we were supposed to. So we're opening this just a smidge too early because we technically. The podcast comes out in February, but it's still January for us.
Yeah.
So we'll have to drink this.
This is going to be one of the more girly things that I say.
Okay.
But this bourbon looks like a giant bottle of Flower Bomb, the perfume.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. This is very exciting, and we're going to save this for the next episode where we do drink.
Yeah.
Blanton's.
Oh, yeah, we should. This is
this is the one that Troy Baker was explaining that all the horses are different on top for the certain letters.
Yes.
So wait, this
now
letter.
I know. Thank you, Art.
What letter's this one?
Yeah, these are really
this
cool.
This is an N. This is the N. One of the N's, I guess.
Blanton.
Yeah.
Blanton's.
Man, that's so cool.
That's really delightful. Thanks, Art. And we're going to save this for when we are drinking. I like that we got all our glasses to go with it, too.
Also, just a side note, I hope professional horse racing stops in the next 10 years. Anyway,
that's pretty brutal.
They keep, I know, getting... Chair keeps
the horses
sinking.
Don't sign up for it.
Tom just got real short. Tom just got real short.
They give me a chair and it keeps sinking.
Why don't you get one of those chairs over there?
That's fine.
All right, you're fine.
Yeah,
he's back.
Do you remember there was a show with Dustin Hoffman that came out like.
Yeah,
I don't know, like
yeah.
7 or 8 years ago that was about horse racing and like too many horses died on it and they were like, cancel this show immediately. What's it called? I think it was called like Luck or something
horses
like that.
Horses died on the set?
Yeah, because horse racing is really fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, that there's, I guess he's a friend of mine, but his job is to go on set to see and oversee animal cruelty so that when they say no animals were harmed in the making of this, he can be like, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. That's his job.
That's good.
That is a good job.
I keep them animals safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like my dogs. I don't know why I said that, but I like
dogs.
You
don't have dogs.
I know. I mean, I like my
dog. You should get a dog.
I know.
I got a dog.
I know. We love our Zelda.
She is my world.
Zelda. Yes.
Best thing that ever happened to me. Longest thing I've ever committed to.
Ooh.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because it's not going to ever leave you.
As we discovered before the show, the longest thing I've ever committed to is my therapist.
14
years.
14
Why
years.
Why not? If it works and it's clearly it's helped you a lot because
so
you've gotten this far.
I know.
14
years.
What do you pay now? I'm just curious. No, actually, don't talk about it.
Well,
because I've got two, and
I have health insurance,
so most
of it is covered. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I guess mine's out of network. Mine's not cheap.
Me neither.
But
I know,
you know
I hear people go to really expensive therapists, and I'm like, I just pay a copay.
That's nice.
I should have
$10 probably
thought about that. But health insurance, it took me 7 years to figure out how to make a doctor's appointment. So
same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
You know, I still have moments where I'm like. Like when I burned my arm, for instance.
Oh, yeah, let me see, by the way.
That's what I was looking at on your arm. I was like, what? I thought
that
you had like
bad.
A makeup swab.
No, these are getting
still
better.
Still kind of looks like a lesion or something.
Thanks, guys. at least I don't have bandages all over them. They've like healed enough that I don't have to have them covered.
Damn, you really did a number on yourself.
I know, but that was the thing. I was like, is this something? Do I call a doctor? Do I do it? Like, you know what I mean? Like there's certain things that happen in your adult life where you're like, I don't know if this is something I handle myself or if I go and have someone else.
I don't know how to adult this situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that ever gets easier.
Yeah, isn't that what your parents are for?
Yeah, right?
To do that for you and tell you what to do and take you to the doctor and whatever.
I have no idea.
That's the scariest thing about having kids. For like the first 10 years, they think that you know
everything.
Yeah, that's so intimidating.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, hell, I still think my parents know everything. Like,
my dad does know everything.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, so he's the kind of guy, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire comes on and it's one of four answers. He says the answer before any of the four options come up.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
That is
he's a genius, that Mr. Garrett.
And I was like, dude, get us a new house. Get on the show. What do we have to do?
He's like, get me a new house.
Why do any of us have to work a day?
Yes. Yeah. Why aren't we exploiting you, you smart man? I love him too, actually.
That's awesome. Are we out of time for...
Can we all shout out to my papa bear?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Name? Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, Andy.
Andrew
like
Garrett.
Your boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Can we not say my boyfriend is like Maude's dad, please?
Why? Yeah. Maude's dad looks... He's based on how Maude looks, I'm sure her dad is a big stud.
My dad actually...
Not saying you're a stud.
I think he's fantastic.
Stock, I get it.
Yeah.
My dad has broken his nose 3 times.
Really?
Ooh.
And you
how so?
Can tell.
Like sports or like fights?
Yeah, how has he broken his nose?
I used to know this. Well, I think one time out in the surf, a surfboard smashed his nose.
Oh, that sounds very Australian.
Pretty sure he ran into a glass door.
Also Australian.
Been there.
Third time?
Kangaroo punched him.
Yeah.
There it is.
Australian.
There it is. Oh, what is it? Maybe there was a...
Do you know how your parents met?
Yeah.
How?
I think it was either a party or something like a ball or something like an event.
A ball?
An
event. Do they have balls in Australia? Balls.
An event that was taking place. They were 18 and dad took a big fancy to mum and he was kind of like, oh, I like you. And she's like, okay, chump, sure.
And she's then like, I can pick anyone, buddy. Why would I go with you?
I think it was like, I could, you know, can I walk you home? She's like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, well, I'm just going to make sure you get home, okay? So he kind of tailed her home. And it's probably that thing where
back
she's like, you're the reason why I feel like I'm not going home safe. But my dad is the nicest guy. And I think mum realized that she just needed a nice guy.
Yeah. When they were that young, 18?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they are so in love. I think it's like a real testament to love or a partnership is you either grow together or you grow apart.
Right.
Also, and a lot of times people just grow apart. They have grown so together, they are fused.
Oh.
They're so cute.
Like physically. Like they're actually physically.
Yeah, I have one parent.
Creepy. Yeah.
I don't know whether to call them damn or mad.
Mad.
Hello, Dada.
That's hello, hilarious.
Also, isn't your mom a specific kind of doctor?
She's a therapist.
What kind of?
Well, now she's actually kind of retired all of that, and she's an English tutor.
But before that, what kind of therapist was
she? She has been an alcoholics therapist. She has
Tom's trying to get you to say that she's a sex therapist.
She has been a relationship, therapist of the sexual variety.
There you go. That's why your dad's happy. My goodness. Like a nice guy too.
Trust me, they are doing so much better than I am, as mom keeps reminding me.
Oh, does she really? How old are your parents?
50.
Oh, they're still young.
63.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's young.
That's young.
63. So I have Valentine's Day. I'd be like, oh, Valentine's Day is coming up. She's like, oh, I'll be getting some. Will you? And I'm like,
did she say that to you?
Wow. Oh, mom. Well, speaking of Valentine's Day, we're going to take a quick break for ads that have something to do with Valentine's Day. Ooh. So listen up. We're back.
We're back.
A Dinosaur Story.
Oh, Steven Spielberg produced that movie.
Is that the name of it?
We're back. A Dinosaur Story.
But they weren't back.
They're back from extinction, Jurassic Park style, probably. Right?
1994.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, see
if I'm right. In a video store, so
did you guys
say
see?
You're probably right.
Honestly, it was on a trailer in the video store for about 3 months straight.
Really?
I swear to God, every time I'm in there checking out a movie, we're back.
Oh my god, dinosaur story. Video rental stores. How do you even explain that to people, to kids
it's
anymore?
It's heaven if you're 1990.
How do you explain to
working there was the best.
Gen Zs? How do you explain to them the panic of having to call your crush? And their parent picks up.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, the what? The panic of...
The calling the house
and the parent
of the crush.
Up.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Donaldson. I was just wondering if Jimmy was there.
Because they think your son is really cute.
Can I ask you speaking?
Maud.
Maud.
Jimmy! Maud's on the phone. No more than 10 minutes. And then, of course, 10 minutes comes. You hear the other receiver pick up.
I know. The worst.
Yeah, no.
I had to explain to someone, this is maybe a year or so ago. I had to explain to, she was 18 or 19 years old or something. I had to explain to her what a corded phone was, what a phone
they
cord was.
They still have those in offices, corded phones.
Not really.
Really?
They're all cordless phones. They're landlines.
Here?
No,
office phones have cords.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what I'm saying. Right, offices. Maybe some of them. But she, like, I was like the phone cord. Like, you walk too far and the phone cord stops. And she's like, but the cord just plugs into the wall. And I was like, oh my God, no. Like,
and it was when it was ringleted and you would wrap it around your fingers.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, you know.
I was like, oh my God.
Sorry to bring it back to this, but because we were talking about the movie store and people who not. This has nothing to do with your story.
That's fine.
But I was working at the video store one day, and this girl calls, and she said, "Hi, so I'm babysitting this little kid, and you know we're religious, and I'm trying to teach him what the seven deadly sins are. So she named six of them. She said, I can't think of the seventh one. Do you have the movie Seven there? And I'm like, yeah. So I went and grabbed the movie Seven. No, actually, I didn't grab it. I'm sorry. That was just autopilot. She's like, so I know you have the movie Seven. I know they list it there. But I got this. I got, you know, sloth and jealousy, whatever.
Lust, gluttony, envy.
Covet.
Well,
she forgot lust.
She forgot. So I go, lust. She goes, okay. I don't know how to explain that to him. I'm like, well,
sorry.
Good luck.
Why did she call the video store?
This was probably 1990.
I guess you're right. It's before Google. Like, you can't just look this stuff
off. You didn't have it on her phones. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she still had internet wherever she was, I'm sure, babysitting.
That's so funny.
As a religious person, she was very embarrassed to have explained lust to him.
Hold on.
At what right does a babysitter have to...
Oh, this was a babysitter?
Yeah.
It wasn't the mom?
No, babysitter.
That's my problem. What right does a babysitter have to start teaching religious...
No.
I think they were religious.
It sounds like the kid asked.
I think my guess is that they were both religious. Probably they knew each other from church. Whatever.
Yeah, and I don't know. The way I took the story was the kid asked, and the babysitter's going, oh, it's this, 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 and this, and I can't think of the seven.
It's funny she had to
call
the
video store. That's corporal punishment. That's not babysitting, is it?
Corporal punishment? Given, no,
I mean, not if
it's
approved by the family.
But I gotta imagine it's like, hi, the parents are going out. Here, Becky's coming over to babysit. And she's like, right, sit down.
That's why I don't think Becky was like, I'm going to
teach
her to
teach you.
I think you're reading a little too much into the story, Mom.
I think the kid... Yeah. I think it was
Teach
there,
my child religion.
And it was 1993 that We're Back came out, by the way. You were off by 1 year.
Oh,
you're the worst.
Sorry, Mom.
I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but my boyfriend in high school, like my senior year of high school, worked at the local video store. And it was like, I was fucking VIP in that shit.
Yeah.
My family did not pay for a movie rental for like a year of our lives. And it was the greatest. Like, there's no better hookup you could have in high school than getting free movie rentals.
Yes, there was.
What? Which
I
was?
I see you're dating a boyfriend with a video store.
Yeah.
My baker's delight. When I worked at a bakery, every single shift, they had to get rid of so many bread products.
Yeah.
Cheesy breads. Pull apart breads.
Ooh, make me
breads like
cheesy breads.
And so when the charities would come through, they couldn't take anything that had a dairy product on it because if it went off, they were responsible for the sickness of the person, right? So it was only loaves of bread.
Right.
The boring shit. Yeah. All the cool stuff. Yeah. We bagged it, tagged it, and put it in the my dad's truck.
Yes.
Put it in this freezer. We bought a freezer and had it outside. And I am talking like
so much.
Every single lunchtime, I was like, what does everyone want? I have a smorgasbord.
That's pretty clutch.
Oh,
that's
pretty clutch.
Nice.
Clutch.
I like that. Yeah.
What is clutch, it? Baby.
You've never heard
that's
clutch? I mean, it's a bit old school. Maybe it's like 5 years ago slang.
Clutch?
Yeah. That's clutch. That's how the fuck do you describe
stop
clutch?
Stop trying to make clutch work, Allison.
Clutch.
What are you? It already worked. It's passé now.
When I worked in the video store, we had a contest. We had two contests.
Yeah.
And one of them was because Spice World came out.
That movie's so clutch.
On tape. So we had
you used it right.
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it. Then
Spice
you used
World,
it wrong.
So like we had a contest to win.
1997.
1997. Yes, you're probably right. I'll look it up.
Wow.
But so we had a contest, and like everybody entered. If you entered the movie, you could enter. Each time you entered the movie, you could enter. So there was this little kid whose mom worked next door, and like he would come and hang out in the video store with me all the time. He was this adorable little kid. I was like his big brother.
You were
and
his babysitter.
And he loved the Spice Girls. And so he really wanted to win those tickets. So like when it came time to draw it, secretly, my boss at the manager, manager was like, yeah, let's just let him win. I'm like, sweet. So we called him and he like was speechless on the phone and started like crying. Had to give the phone to his mom.
What did he win?
He took tickets to the Spice Girls concert.
Oh,
so maybe I skipped that.
Yes.
You spiced up his life.
You spiced up his life so hardcore.
Every boy and every girl.
Yes.
Hello to the world.
Or at least that little boy.
Ooh, now you nailed
something
that.
Like that.
Every word.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
See?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Ladies.
Should we get into some emails?
Sure.
Should we get into
some emails?
Females. I wish I had some Spice Girl related emails, but I do not. Here. This is a good recommendation for people. I like this. This is from Ed. It's entitled Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Hello, HHHH. Hi, ladies
Ed.
And gentlemen. Hi, Maud.
Yes.
After listening to your last episode, but this episode's very old, basically we're talking about The Mandalorian. I wanted to offer a suggestion for something besides The Mandalorian to watch on Disney Plus. Yes. Yeah. I cannot recommend The Imagineering Story enough.
So good.
Have you watched it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, good.
So good.
Then you can add your own personal experience. It's a great documentary series that chronicles the history of Walt Disney Imagineering, basically the people that develop and design the Disney parks and rides. It's a great series that really pays respect to a group of people that don't get nearly enough credit.
Yeah.
It is also surprisingly emotional at points. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, go on.
Oh, yeah. It's also nice to hear a side of Disney history that isn't focused on just the movies and the shows. I also mention it because my mom was an Imagineer.
What?
And actually worked with the director of the documentary and helped put together the footage and art that's seen in it. Mm-hmm. P.S. Maud.
Yo.
I love you.
Ed.
But hearing you several times.
Oh, no. I feel a butt.
But. No. I heard a butt.
Love you. But.
But.
I did not know the butt was coming. we already talked about this. I'm not even going to bring it up.
Oh,
it's that when we mistakenly said that Jabba the Hutt said Darth Vader.
Ah.
We already corrected that one.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Do me a massive favor, Ed. Never be the person that says, I love you, but I'm going to correct
you. Isn't that the name of a movie? No. I'm thinking of P.S. I Love You.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
let's talk about this Disney Imagineering thing. Really, I have not seen it. What's it called again?
I think it's the
Walt Disney Imagineering.
It's an awesome.
No, the Imagineering story. Sorry. Got it. Go. Thank you, Ed. Go,
Summer,
Tom.
Disney Plus.
Yes.
I like it because they also talk about like things that went wrong and their mistakes. They talk about like it's not like so perfect. You know, they actually show like behind the scenes, like we made mistakes here. Walt Disney made a mistake here and it didn't work out. We tried to do this. It's like actually like admitting like their faults. You know, normally like I think Disney tries to, you know, have this visual like, hey, everything's perfect, nothing's wrong. But they did a great job of like kind of just being honest with you. And
that's
it's
great.
Like you learn so much. It's really a cool
documentary.
Let me
ask you this. Do you learn if anyone has ever actually died on a Disney in a Disney park?
I do not think they ever mentioned that.
Because, so here's the thing that I have heard.
Yeah.
Because I always am like, the rides are totally safe. You never hear about anyone dying
on
Disney rides.
Stories.
But I have now been told that like when people die on the park, their bodies actually get carried off park property and they aren't pronounced dead until then. So technically they don't die in the park.
Whoa!
My God, really?
I know.
This was Disneyland's first fatality.
Oh, you found something.
On January 3rd, 1984.
Oh, Jesus.
Big Thunder Road?
A 48-year-old woman from California was killed and decapitated when she was thrown from a Matterhorn bobsled car by the next oncoming bobsled.
Oh, God.
The spot where she's killed is now called Dolly's Drop by cast members.
Oh, my God.
That's
I've ridden
horrific.
The Matterhorn so oh many God. Times. It's the only ride in Disneyland that speaks to you in Spanish as well.
Yeah. I love Disney.
I know.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God, that's horrific.
Yeah.
Imagine being the people in the car that hit her.
Oh, no!
Scarred for life.
You're like, don't think of that. Don't think of that.
I'm just going to go on the kiddie rides from now on, which, by the way, I love the kiddie rides.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, Frog and Toad and, like...
The teacups are the greatest ride on this planet.
I like simple and not crazy, throwing my body around where I'm going to puke after.
The flying elephants for Dumbo?
Yeah.
That's great.
I love
Maud, are you going down, like, a
horror
story
rabbit
hole?
Yeah, so bad.
Hole?
Oh, my God, I'm gone.
Let's do it. Sorry, Ed, that we just sort of like destroyed your email and turned it into something gruesome. But
and
whatever.
After that, I have a Disney related story. So
oh, great.
This is good.
Perfect.
We're on a roll here, folks.
Oh no. What is it, Maude? What is it?
June 1966. 19-year-old Thomas Guy Cleveland of Northridge, California, wanted to crash grad night, Disneyland's annual high school senior celebration, by walking along the monorail track and slipping into the park instead. Instead, he was killed when the train hit and crushed him and then dragged his body down the track.
Oh.
Similar fatality occurred the following summer when 17-year-old Ricky Liyama from Stop Pop-Ups from Hawthorne fell while jumping seats on the People Mover ride and was dragged hundreds of feet. That also happened during grad night. June 1973, 18-year-old New Yorker and his 10-year-old brother hit out on Tom Sawyer's Island past closing time.
No.
Oh, I totally had like thoughts of doing that when I was a kid because that place is fucking
awesome.
It's dark
in there, you can hide. Yeah.
When they finished having their fun, they decided to swim across the nearly 100-foot wide rivers of America while carrying his brother, who was a poor swimmer.
They drowned.
One drowned. The brother managed to dog paddle to safety. Turns out he was a better swimmer.
Oh, my God.
Almost exactly 10 years later, 18-year-old Philip from Albuquerque stole a rubber boat from the island of Grad Night and the vessel flipped down the river.
Oh, Jesus.
A 4-year-old son strayed from his family while at the Walt Disney Parade. They found him floating in the Cinderella Castle moat.
Okay, oh, Jesus. Right. That one's bad.
They sued for $4 million, saying that the area wasn't secured enough, and they were awarded $2
million.
Wow. Oh, a fight broke out between an 18-year-old and a 28-year-old, and it resulted in Disney's first homicide.
Really?
Ooh.
That was in 1981.
Wow.
His girlfriend pulled a knife and stabbed him in the chest.
What? The girlfriend did?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
Holy moly, no.
I mean, that's technically not Disney's fault?
Yeah, no, that's definitely
yeah.
I mean, a heavy display fell on a toddler
God.
In 1982. In 1984. That was the one where Dolly Young was thrown from her safety buckle.
Despite all these stories, I still want to go back. I'm hankering to go back to Disneyland.
All right, should we go to your Disney story?
Sure,
unless there's
any
before Maude
more presses us some
dramatic
more.
Ones Maude wants to list off.
1998, 2003, 2006.
Oh, God, that's recent.
Most recently in 2017, an unidentified 54-year-old man collapsed after riding the Big Thunder Mountain.
That's collapsed. Yeah. He had a heart attack. That would be me, I'm
still
sure.
Still sucks, but you're suck, right. But. Like, not the person's own
what a way to go.
Aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, well, pour one out for fucking Dolly, man.
Yeah.
Dolly's.
Dolly. Rest in peace,
God,
Dolly.
That's brutal.
Well...
All right, what's our Disney story?
Speaking of Disney,
yeah.
Something positive, which I think is kind
yeah.
of needed, cool, necessary
cool
right
very
now.
Necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could say the story was about me, but it is not.
Okay.
An overzealous guest at Disneyland apparently broke Excalibur while trying to remove the legendary sword.
How do you do that?
That one, you gotta be a strong dude.
Yeah. That's like one solid piece of, it's not a sword and a thing. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's like a...
It's
what's the
like,
word I'm looking
it's
for?
Like not, it's,
sculpture.
It's, yeah, that's it's like built
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
It's a one giant piece, I'm
yeah.
sure. There are plenty of jokes there about the fact that this burly park goer named Sam is apparently the once and future king of Fantasyland.
Wow.
But those jokes all take a back seat to the fact that he apparently badly damaged the sword.
Oh, no.
Forcing park employees to tape down the anvil and make the sword itself disappear for a while in order to make sure other guests did not hurt themselves
way
on
to
that sharp
it for
so, I guess
Sam,
it wasn't one
king
piece.
Of Fantasyland.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think.
What
yeah.
a title, though. Can you imagine being the king of Fantasyland?
Hells yeah.
Wow.
Just that's your pickup line for the rest of your life.
I don't know if you've heard of me, Sam.
Yeah.
Wait,
what
yeah.
is this?
Yeah.
I'm the king of Fantasyland.
When was this?
This is just
a couple of
like,
days ago.
This is
oh,
like
really?
This past month. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what this
weeks?
Is. The report says that the sword went missing briefly on January 12th. And
what?
That shortly after that, it was returned along with a story. A large man had brute forced the prop sword out of the anvil. Okay, so it's a prop sword.
Yeah.
But rather than coming out as a sword and earning him a prize, it snapped, possibly
Ooh.
Because it was a prop and not actually a full sword to begin
yes,
with, it
there
says.
There you go, yeah.
He literally ripped it out, and eyewitness is quoted as saying in the report, it was his first time at Disney, and he's a pretty buff dude, which I thought was me when
oh,
I heard
yeah.
the story. I told him if he pulled it out, he'd win a prize, and he just used brute force, I guess.
Wow.
Brute force.
He used brute force. It was super effective.
Yeah, so like... That's
and then it went
cool,
missing.
I guess he took it. I guess no one noticed. That's I don't believe that
you know
part.
What
if you're
movie?
Gonna take it out, you're gonna walk.
Sarah,
in.
Is that a sword in your pocket?
Yeah,
that's not a sword in your pocket.
That's actually a sword. You know what movie I finally watched
Ooh.
This past weekend?
Let me guess.
Speaking of things going missing,
I don't know what came out 8
going
months
missing.
Ago. Hold on,
Lion King.
No, it didn't come out. This came out in 2004.
Oh.
Speaking of
what
important things going missing,
Catch Me If You Can.
Missing.
No, that's interesting though.
Give me
treasure,
a hint.
Treasure,
I
treasure
give me
hunt.
Hint.
Nicholas Cage.
National treasure.
National treasure.
The third
oh
one.
God.
Right?
The
That's
third
so
one. I just
you
watched
seen
the first
one.
I know. This was the first one.
It's so good.
I died.
One. They're
first
making
off,
the third one now.
First off, Sean Bean shows up on screen and I'm like,
Does
well,
he
he's
die?
The bad guy. That's what I was like.
It's
clearly, he's going to die at the end of this.
Family Disney movie.
No. I know. So no one dies.
No one dies.
No, that's not true. People do die. You just don't see the deaths.
Guys, I just read out a list. Of all the people
I
who
know.
Have died at Disney.
Yes. Well.
But that wasn't Disney choosing. but yeah,
Such
I saw,
a good
I mean,
movie.
It's so, but it's also so ridiculous. Also,
I
there's
know.
No way
I
this movie
it.
Would play like this day because the way they treat Diane Kruger in this movie, they're like, you're a
Just
woman.
A
Stop talking so much.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
man, you're annoying. Why do you talk so much? I'm like, oh my
when
God.
When a man yeah. writes a film.
And then, like, the way they, like, end up together, at the, like, they're about to go into something dangerous, and he just goes, come here, and kisses her. And I'm like,
great.
You have no.
Me kiss you now.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous.
Me, man.
But let me tell you, Maude, you'll appreciate this. There is a line in this movie, which the moment I heard that, I laughed so hard and then was like, this is now the only acceptable line to hear from a man if you ever get ghosted.
Oh.
And it is, I'm sorry I dropped you. I had to save the Declaration of Independence. And Nick Cage delivers it so seriously. And I'm like, I guess that is literally what he just did. But are you kidding me? That's a sentence that came out of his mouth.
Hey. It worked, apparently, because they made a sequel. The second one's also good, but harder to follow.
All right. And that one's on Disney Plus, so I have to go watch that one. The first one is on Netflix.
Okay.
The second one's on Disney Plus, if anyone wants to watch it. Is there a third one? Did you say there's a third
one? They just announced like last week that they're going to start
making
the third
one.
Because I'm excited about that. I would love to see it. I love the first one.
It's not called International Treasure, is it?
But in the second one, they travel internationally. So they already do it in the second one.
Oh.
It's still called National Treasure, too, but... Sorry to spoil it for you.
National Treasure 2.
What would be the thing to steal from Australia? Maybe Ned Kelly's helmet.
Who's Ned Kelly?
Ned Kelly, yeah. That's Yahoo Serious played him in a movie.
Did he?
My Young Einstein, Yahoo Serious.
Oh,
I loved Young Einstein.
Out childhood movie watching. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Allison doesn't know.
Who's Ned Kelly?
Ned Kelly was an infamous bush ranger.
Ooh.
They based Crocodile Dundee on him a little bit, didn't they? Oh, no, I'm sorry. They based Crocodile Dundee on a different, like, outlaw from Australia. I'll look it up. Continue your story. Explain it.
Yeah.
Us and
Ned
the world.
Kelly was just an infamous. He was kind of like Jesse James.
Mm.
You know,
got it.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like everything that is
they did a movie on it. Heath Ledger played him, and that's Orlando Bloom was in it playing an Australian.
Ooh,
yeah.
I feel like the really iconic parts of Australia are structures as opposed to
We're not a young country.
As opposed to things you could actually pick up. You know.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you know? Like the Opera House.
Like the Opera House or the bridge or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And please, guys, if you are listening to this and you feel like you want to go to Australia and climb Ayers Rock, don't do it.
Oh, is that not a thing you can do? Oh.
Well,
you can climb the bridge, though.
You used to be able to do it.
Oh, the
rock? It was like a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
But it's also like super sacred to the indigenous people of Australia. Yeah. So it's like defiling that.
I see.
Remember when Jennifer Lawrence was in Hawaii and she accidentally like leaned against a sacred rock from a formation and it fell down?
I don't remember that at all.
What? No.
No. Did you just out Jennifer Lawrence?
Was this just you and her?
No,
I've never heard about this.
She was doing an interview. It was like, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened? And it was about, I think it was a year or two ago, I made the headlines. And she said this. She's like, I was leaning against this rock in Hawaii when we were filming there, and the rock basically tumbled down. But the people of the land were kind of like, that is a very, very sacred rock from a formation that has been standing there for thousands of years.
Oh,
and you have defiled and broken a very sacred thing that we have. And she was like, oops. And of course, as soon as like that came out in an interview, so many people were like, are you fucking kidding?
Jesus.
Like your negligence and your like whatever happened, you like really wrecked something that was super important to these people.
It's just a rock.
Well, I mean, I'm curious as if it looked like just like, you know what I mean? If she had if she knew, if there was someone who was should have told her, if it was marked. Because if you're just
there
like,
are definitely variables in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you expect
it
to fall over if it's a giant rock just if you're leaning against it?
Like, yeah, I don't know. But still, I understand, like, if it is marked or you have been formed, then don't fucking touch it, you know?
Don't touch that.
But, yeah. God.
Oh, my God.
It's like my nightmare.
I was at the art exhibition, the LACMA, last week, the week before.
Yeah.
And there's a beautiful tapestry in, like, one of the areas, which is, like, Fijian tapestry. And everyone just went up to it and started touching it.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
No.
I snapped. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You don't touch things here.
I could see you doing that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I turned around, like, I was there with Alicia and I heard like a sharp intake of breath for her. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh! What are you doing?
We have to wrap up this episode, but can you please remind me, because we're recording two episodes in a row today, so when we start next week's episode, I have to tell you there's going to be a continuation on this story.
Right. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll find out on Don't Touch That.
Yes. What did Allison touch? No, it's not that at all.
What didn't Allison touch? You know,
Hey, those are my college years.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to email us, you can email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us and rate us on whatever you listen to us on. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. All that.
Make sure you put in February 22nd for our build. It.
We're going to make Maude build her first Lego and she's going to like it.
She's going to love it.
And then we will auction it off on eBay for charity and all that money will go to Australian firefighters.
We already know my role in this. You guys are building. I am encouraging.
Yeah, you can also be drinking.
Okay.
Their booze will be involved.
Only two.
Okay. Only two or three. You did say
two.
Three.
Giant two glasses three. Of
as like,
yeah, as like a.
As like a. Let's be realistic. Yeah. Yeah, I drink very fast.
I know. Awesome. All right, that's it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maude Garrett.
And thank you, Tom. All the nicknames, Karyevsky.
Thank you.
That's probably the best nickname of all.
The best.
You the best. Starbands Audio,
a podcast network.